My name is Alex Chevron, and I'm 27, gonna turn 28 in the fall. And my job is a teacher slash coordinator at an alternative school in Winooski in South Burlington. I wasn't necessarily looking to get back to Vermont specifically, but I was just casting a wide net. And because my teaching license was in Vermont, it was gonna be easier to get a job up here rather than transferring my license to a different state. And I saw a job opening at this school where I now work, and it wasn't even necessarily really what I was looking for, but I thought I would give it a shot. And I turned out to really love it, and loving that job is a huge reason of why I've stayed here. Probably the biggest part of why I stay is that I really love my job, and my job is where I've met a lot of close friends, and so it sort of snowballs. Like, I love my job, I make friends at my job, now I have friends in Burlington, so even if something happened with the job, I feel like I would probably try to stay because now I kind of have my life here. But when I moved back up to Burlington after a summer after college of being away, the majority of people that I knew from UVM had left. I don't know if I see myself here, if I'm looking 5 and 10 years down the road. I'm in a leadership position at my school. A comparable position at either a public school or another alternative school really doesn't pop up that often in Vermont because there's just not enough of those jobs. So if there was a point where I wanted to move on from my current position, I don't know that I could really make an upward or even a sideways move. I don't know. It's just hard to picture what that would look like. And I think similarly, if my partner wanted to leave his job, it's a similar situation in the field he's in, which is healthcare IT. A lot of people that I work with love their jobs because we have an amazing staff culture. But in recent years, there's been 4 or 5 people who left our school because their partner wanted to take a different job and that job was out of state. We don't own, we don't have kids, so the financial piece is a little less of a stress. But if I came to a point where I really needed to be making more to support a family, again, that's a situation where I start to think about, can I do that in Vermont? I would love to. This seems like a wonderful place to have kids. But would my partner or I be able to find a job that we're going to be able to grow in that sense? At my graduation at UVM, at least, I think Howard Dean, as part of his commencement address, said, we need young people to stay in Vermont. And I think they say some kind of version of that every year. But if you're talking to kids at graduation about staying in Vermont, I feel like it's kind of too late.